for the very fact that the 1997 Constitution, we believe it is better than this draft. In order to get rid of the 1997 Constitution, they must give Gambians something that is better than it. Laws are not meant for a chosen few. It's for all of us. I believe the approach itself should have been a bottom-top approach. You cannot just create laws, you know, from top-bottom approach. For the elites, people that think they're educated, they should be in charge, whilst the grassroots are the ones who empower them and give them their votes. So as such, we cannot just accept something that definitely does not suit Gambians as a nation.
Why does your party think this newly drafted constitution would have created a constitutional crisis in the Gambia?
Thank you, Mr. Peter. Your question is very, very relevant. If you look at the draft constitution, it talks about 50 plus 1 and emphasizes on second round of voting. The examples we took, it's like somebody who has about 36%, I'm just summarizing, would definitely not form the government of the day. We're going into second round. Now, going into second round, high chances are we might have two other candidates that might be level, you know, on the second. If they don't want to leave it for the other, both of them are contesting. Now, taking in this case, for example, in the first round, somebody has 36% but cannot be president. But in the second round, the likelihood is those that end up second could have even 35% and they will end up forming the government of the day. Whilst we are talking about 50 plus 1, the constitution does not explain briefly what would happen when we will be in such a situation. So that will definitely create crisis in any country.
The 1997 constitution was drafted when President Yahya Jammeh was still the president, and many Gambians see it as a constitution for him. And therefore, since there's a new dispensation, there should be a new constitution. Why do you disagree?
Like you rightly mentioned, he was the president by then. That is factual. He was not among those who drafted the constitution. Neither did he dictate how the constitution was supposed to be drafted. And the constitution went to referendum whereby 70% or more of Gambians voted for that constitution to pass. Hadn't been the votes were less than what it required, then it would not have been a constitution. So I would say it was a constitution for Gambians because they voted for the draft to pass. And that he was not the one who drafted or dictated how the constitution was supposed to be drafted.
So, Duduja, what are the two main key issues you want the new draft constitution to have in order for you to be content for it to be passed in parliament to become the law of the land in the Gambia?
Some of the issues that we really expected to be in the draft is the issue of citizenship, especially when they went around consulting Gambians, and I have information from those that have someone who worked with DCRC who said over 80% of Gambians have stated that whoever is born in this country should be a Gambian. I believe the consensus of the people or what majority have highlighted during the consultation, they should have accepted that because citizenship is very, very important and it should have been captured. If not, many have been rendered stateless based on the current laws of the Gambia. Another is about naturalization. If you look at the 97 Constitution, it states you have to be resident 15 years in this country and without any criminal or track record before you could naturalize. We suggested in one of the workshops whereby political parties were invited, we said let them reduce that to 5 years. Somebody who's been resident in the Gambia for 5 years should definitely qualify for naturalization, taking into account they don't have criminal records or criminal track records. So these were key. The citizenship of a country definitely gives or empowers a nation, not when you render people stateless.